Welcome to Very Fine Friends.
Yes.
Bonus
content.
Improv.
I've heard it a million times. Why didn't I say it right?
I don't know. Sometimes you can hear something a million times and that million and one time, get it wrong.
Thank you.
Joe, can we get a suggestion, please?
Your suggestion is, huh?
Is it? Was that actually your suggestion?
It was H-U-H was the word that it generated. Your better word is coincidences.
I have a coincidence.
Oh.
So my first dog...
That is a coincidence. I'm sorry.
What did you say?
Such a dick thing to do.
What did you say?
I said, that is a coincidence. Okay, go on.
My first grown-up dog that I have as an adult was named Megan, which you know.
Mm-hmm.
And my new dog is... She's four now. She's not new, but she's... Her name is Summer. When Summer had to have surgery, the veterinarian that did the surgery's name was Megan Valentine. Summer was born on Valentine's Day, and her professional litter name was Valentin or whatever, because there were 10 puppies.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy?
Do you think... that it was secretly Megan
doing the surgery.
Doing the surgery?
No.
No.
But here's another coincidence.
Mm.
Buckle up, bitch.
Did that make you feel better about the surgery?
Thought it was a beautiful coincidence. Yeah, that stuff I like. I'm always looking for signs.
Yeah.
Which annoys me when that doesn't work out. But when I see it, it's hard for me not to think maybe it's a thing.
Yeah.
Especially because, I don't know if I told you this, but after Megan died, I saw cardinals in my backyard. Did I ever tell you this?
Mm-mm.
So I've never seen, obviously, I hardly ever see, as the only time I've ever seen them, never seen them before or since. But right after she died, a couple days later, there was a male and a female cardinal just perched on my back fence. And I saw them, and then they flew away. And it's a well-known thing that a lot of people believe that cardinals are messenger birds.
Mm.
There's an old saying that says, when cardinals appear, loved ones are near.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
What was your other coincidence? Before I
when Megan was a puppy, she had a purple collar, and when I got Summer from her litter, she came with a purple collar.
Mm. That's less of a coincidence.
I agree 100%. But totality of coincidences.
Okay.
I like how you were not going to take any bullshit. Don't waste my time with a lesser coincidence.
Well, you should have led with that one.
I agree. I was just thinking of...
ramped up.
Yeah, I hate myself. Coincidentally.
And now, improv. Hi, I'm sorry, you don't know me, but I thought this was the craziest thing.
Oh, no worries. I'm friendly.
I noticed you from across the room.
Oh, thank you.
This is so crazy. This is so crazy.
Lay it on me. I got all day.
I'm sorry to lay all this on you. My dead husband had my dead husband. I'm sorry. This is going to be beautiful. I promise.
I'm sorry. Can I just stop you?
What?
You don't need to apologize anymore.
Oh,
I'm a teacher.
You.
Go on.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but okay. So he had brown eyes and you have brown eyes. And I couldn't believe it. I can't believe it. I feel like I'm seeing him. It's the biggest coincidence. It's what were the odds of seeing someone with brown eyes?
Okay. Can I stop you?
Oh, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Your husband had brown eyes?
Uh-huh. And you have brown eyes.
Chills. Chills.
Thank you, right?
Chills.
Thank you. My friend Sarah, she said I shouldn't come over and bother you with this. She said everyone has brown eyes.
Sarah's jealous of your talent.
Thank you. Okay. I was thinking the same thing.
Can I ask you something?
Hmm.
Was your husband white?
Yes.
I noticed a coincidence too. Me too.
Whoa. I didn't even think about that.
No, you were too focused on the peepers.
I know. Because they were like laser beams.
Did he like to have a good time?
Yes.
Would you believe me if I told you I too like to have a good time?
What?
Love it.
Wait. Do you like it just a little bit, or is it like your favorite thing?
It's my favorite
thing. That was his favorite thing too.
Oh my God.
He loved having a good time. He was white and he had brown eyes.
We need to call
Guinness?
John Edward. Yes, Guinness.
Wait, John Edwards?
He's a psychic.
Oh, I was thinking of that. Wait, was there a politician named John Edwards?
We could call him too.
Okay, let's get them both on the phone. What a weird coincidence that there's more than one person named.
More than one John Edwards?
What are the odds?
Oh my God. Oh, you know what I think? You need to get rid of Sarah.
Done.
Who's holding you down. You and me are now friends. We're the coincidence people.
Can I tell you something?
Tell me. Yeah, of course you can tell me.
Can I tell you how I feel about it?
Yeah.
Maybe we should both say how we feel about it on three.
Okay. One, two, three.
I love it! Oh my God. What are the odds that we both would love the same idea?
No one else would.
Okay, we gotta take this show on
the road.
Cut to a mall food court.
Excuse us! Everyone, put your packages down. Come to the fountain. They're coming.
Oh my God.
Gather round.
And we will find all the coincidences.
And you thought I was just going home today.
Oh my God. Coincidences.
Holy shit.
Whoa.
Mommy.
I like coincidences.
Oh, ma'am.
Yes. Ma'am.
Tell me.
I can't help but notice. You have skin. I want you to look around you and see if you notice anything.
All these other people have skin.
That's right. What are the odds?
Wow, we're starting off strong.
Hmm.
Huh. Sir.
Ariel?
You're missing a foot.
That's right.
Look around.
Everyone else is missing a foot, too.
Whoa.
What really does feel like a coincidence?
What are we gonna do?
You there, small child.
Yes?
You're missing parents.
Oh.
Look around you. Oh, actually, everybody else here has parents. Sorry. Oh. Oh, but now you're crying.
We love that.
Like the fountain. What a coincidence.
Okay, bye everyone. I have an idea.
Okay.
You and I, we're clearly synced.
Uh-huh.
We should go to the cemetery.
Uh-huh.
You know?
I do know.
And we should look for coincidences there. People are sad and they need to be joyful.
Joyful. Yeah.
You know? Got to the cemetery. Hey, come here. Me and my friend got something to tell you.
What is it? I'm so sad.
I got this one. Your husband's dead!
I know.
Look around you. What do you notice?
Hey now. There's a lot of other dead husbands here.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I don't feel so alone anymore.
We did it.
God, we're good. Scene.